Hey, this is Suzette, and I'm from North Carolina. And I recently discovered AFR, and I'm so thankful. American Family Radio has helped me understand what's going on and gives me confidence to stand for truth.
Hi, my name is Dean. I'm from Texas. I travel a lot, and from Houston to South Texas and from Houston to Dallas. And I love the fact that I get in my truck that morning and I get to listen to AFR my whole ride.
In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, God says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants." It's Sherathon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net.
Just like Silas, singing with Paul. Praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your spirit out?
Welcome to Exploring the Word. It's a special edition because it's Sherathon. So I want to ask a question. Guess what? Mechanicsville, Virginia, Midland, Texas, Denton, Texas, Vicksburg, Mississippi, Topeka, Kansas have in common? They are callers that have called in to make pledges at Sherathon this year. You can be one of those people that call from your town, your city, and make that pledge at AFR. It is Pour Your Spirit Out. It's Sherathon Spring 25. And Alex, it's always an exciting time during Sherathon here at AFR.
And good afternoon to everybody listening. And Bert, I think it's exciting because what Sherathon represents is opportunity and action and fruit in terms of lives change, the gospel going forth. So we want to give that number, and we want to ask you to call and prayerfully, sacrificially give, and let's partner together to help change this nation with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bert, how can people give? By phone or online? Give those ways, would you?
They sure can. The number is 877-616-2396. Let me give it to you, and you'll hear this quite often. Our boss, Jonathan, says, give the number, please. 877-616-2396. Or you can go online at afr.net and make your pledge there. And this year, our theme is Pour Your Spirit Out. You heard that song, and it's talking about what God can do. Now, Alex, I love our theme verse. It's from Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3. "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I'll pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." That's Isaiah 44, verse 3. And so we're asking God to do a great work. Alex, you and I have talked about it. We feel like God has given us the opportunity with religious freedom, and the church doesn't need to waste this opportunity, neither do those of you who are listening, to invest in AFR. This is an opportunity, if you've been blessed, that you would share in the ministry that God has called us to. And listen, we wouldn't do it without you. So if you could, make that call and make that pledge right now, because we have a $25,000 challenge right now. We've had listeners that have already given beforehand, and they say, "We believe in the ministry of AFR. We want it to continue, and we want to challenge other people to join us and be a part of this great blessing." That number, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net. What a privilege it is, Alex, to be a part of Sherathon.
You know, Bert, they say that in terms of advertising and things like that, that for every one person that maybe calls a business, there are hundreds and hundreds of others that don't call. And what I'm saying is I feel very privileged. You know, Bert, as an evangelist, I'm on the road like every weekend. I'm somewhere, and it never fails. And folks, I completely give God the glory. And what I'm about to share, I'm sharing so that the Spirit of the Lord might motivate you to move and give and donate during this share-a-thon. But Bert, everywhere I go, literally everywhere I go, people come up and they'll say, Alex, please tell Tim Wildman, you have no idea how the radio has transformed our family, our marriage, our children, our own personal lives. People come up to me just like when I was in Oklahoma a week ago, and they said, please tell Bert, I heard you guys. I used to sit in traffic, and I gave my life to Jesus, sitting there behind the wheel of the car listening to you guys on the radio. And my point is, Bert, I truly believe for every testimony that we hear of a soul saved or someone who came back to the Lord or a man who got under conviction and didn't leave his family and even children. And I again, Bert, I give God the glory. I have, you know, teenagers and elementary kids come up and they'll say, Mr. McFarland, I like you and Mr. Bert. I can understand you guys, you know.
Yeah.
Here's my point. For every testimony, there are countless numbers of others that we're not going to hear this side of heaven, but those lives are being changed as well. So here's the number. If you like this and you say, you know, this thing about people giving their life to Christ, that's a good thing. This thing about revival spreading in America, families being built on a biblical worldview, that's a good thing. We believe it's a good thing. Here's how you can be a part of this thing. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You can give securely online at AFR.net. And as we partner together, and God uses us, yes, like Isaiah says, his Spirit is being poured out on this parched land that needs a return to Christ.
And the rest of that verse talks about generations, your offspring and your descendants. This is it. And AFR is family. That's the middle word. And we're mindful of that. Don Wildman, our founder, Tim Wildman, now our president. And then their family involved in sharing the ministry, Wesley and Walker, Riley, they're involved. They're sold out to the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're talking about what we do. We have a mission statement. We have a vision statement. But we also have values. And it's based upon these five areas, Alex. And you've already touched on two or three of them. Evangelism and discipleship, marriage and family, sanctity of human life, stewardship, Amen. And religious liberty. Those are the five values that we hold dear. And every program that you'll hear, whether it's like ours that's Bible teaching, or whether it's an issue or a program that's issue-driven from a biblical worldview, you'll get that perspective. And when you call 877-616-2396, you are making it possible for the next generation to listen. Those of you who are listening, because others gave before you, you're able to listen now. And so that's exactly what we want. I talked to a man that's here visiting with us, helping with the phones. You may get to talk to him if you call in right now. And he was saying, I've been listening since 1992.
Really?
Yes, and he wanted to see Bert, and he said, Alex, tell you hello. He's from Clinton, Mississippi, just a great man and just loves the Lord, loves AFR, and I tell you, it's people like that that's the grassroots of our country that love AFR and share in the ministry. So we know you do. You're listening for a reason. You pray for us, and if God so moves above their tie to your church to give an offering, AFR would be a great opportunity for you to do so. That number, 877-616-2396. Alex, real quickly, I don't want to forget this. Make sure, Brent, we have the listener testimony ready. You and I hear it all the time because they call in on on Fireway Fridays and at the end of the programs Monday through Thursday, and we hear what a blessing it is, but sometimes those come across and it's good for everybody to hear. Are you ready to hear one of those testimonies, brother?
It would be a blessing. Let's hear it.
Hello, my name is Catherine and I'm from Alger, Ohio. Several years ago, I tuned in 91.5 coming from Delphus. My home radios were all set to this station and they have been on full time day and night. In 2021, my husband had a blood clot hit his brain, causing a stroke. I was determined to keep him home where things were familiar and he knew love. I had some help from the Veterans Comfort Keepers 2 days a week and later on from hospice. For 3 years, I watched as dementia gradually took away his abilities, and all the while AFR kept my spirit filled. I praised God for the strength I found as I would steal away and listen. Your station greatly ministered to me all through those years, and I am so thankful you are there. God bless you richly, and thank you.
Alex,
wow.
That moved me. I had not heard that, listener testimony. And that's, we desire to do that. We want to just help those. See, it's evangelism and discipleship. And part of what this lady was talking about, the encouragement to continue serving the Lord. And when you're serving others, it may be your husband, wife, your children, your parents, others. I want to tell you, you're doing the discipleship of Jesus Christ when you're helping others, Alex. And we want to help them, you know. It's passing it on, isn't it?
It really is. That testimony really moved me. I want to give this number. And folks, by investing in AFR, AFA, you're investing in the lives of people, the souls, the eternity of people, the state of the family, and biblical worldview. There's a lot this ministry does. I would suspect there's probably a lot that the ministry accomplishes that you may not be aware of. We'll talk about some of that. But the number, if you would call right now, please call right now while you're thinking about it. And old Alex and Bert are talking about it. So call right now, 877-616-2396. You can give securely online at AFR.net. But Bert, you know I love apologetics, biblical worldview. I do, and we every day of the week, you and I are talking about God's Word. And, of course, that's the Great Commission. Jesus said, you know, take the gospel to the whole wide world and then make disciples of every nation. So this is really part of the Great Commission. If you want to know how may I, as a Christian, do what the Lord assigned us to do and be a part of the Great Commission, this is a part of it. But I want to tell you something. This is part of why I love this ministry. Bert, 25 years ago when we were starting out doing youth conferences and all the stuff we still do to this very day, you know, I was all about apologetics and defending the faith, and I still am. But I'm over the years, personally and culturally, as a minister, traveling this nation, I am convinced, save the family and you'll save the nation.
Amen.
Let me say it this way. If we see God raise up Christian families, then the future of our nation and the souls of our children are going to be okay.
Amen, Alex.
And that's why this is vital. We'll talk more about it, but let's become champions for the family.
Amen. And listen, when God sent his son to save the world, he sent him to a family. That's that important. 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net.
You sponsor good, clean, constructive programs, we'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity, we'll make it a point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
You're telling, yes, you are. You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
Josefina from Arkansas. I am a naturalized citizen of the USA from Mexico. Every day I thank God for giving me the blessing of living in this country. About 15 years ago, by the grace of God, I came across AFR for the first time. Before that, I had no interest in voting. But thanks to you, I now am a faithful, consistent voter in local, state, and, of course, presidential elections. From the Godly Men and Women, a new program, I have learned that it is my privilege and duty to vote and that my vote does make a difference. I stopped watching the news a few months ago because they make me sick, literally. Now I get my news only from you. I also support you on a monthly basis. I love all of you without ever meeting you in person. I admire your boldness and your faithfulness to God. Thank you so very much. You are like water in the desert.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your spirit out?
Pour it, your spirit out. That's the theme of this year's Share-a-thon 2025 Spring Edition. The verse, Isaiah 44, verse 3, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I'll pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." That is a promise from God. We draw near to God. He'll draw near to us. And when you call that number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net. It is recorded, and your pledge goes up, and it makes these numbers that we're talking about, the total number of pledges, 4,081, grow. So you be a part of that. We'd love for you to do today and partner with us. Alex, we would not be anywhere able to do what God's called us to do if it were not for partnerships of people praying for us, sharing the good news about AFR with us. You know, the best advertisement is a satisfied customer. So we hear these testimonies about how God has used AFR to help people grow, to be saved, to their family, to be stuck together. I'm using that, and I know it wasn't right, but I wanted to say it, stuck together. And God can do that. He can do that work, and we love to be a part of it, and we're glad folks that are calling in, they're a part of it as well, aren't they?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And here's the number, 877-616-2396. It's a phone number. I bet you might get it memorized, 877-616-2396. And your gift in any amount, it's a tax-deductible contribution. And, you know, thank the Lord for what we might call a big gift, but every gift. Bert, I truly think, and I've been on a lot of boards, I've served in a lot of churches, I think we're going to find out that it was the widow's mite and the contribution of whatever amount, but given in obedience and at the prompting of the Holy Spirit. The gospel went around the world for centuries, I believe, based on small acts of obedience. But they're not small because they're very consequential, because God's going to place His hand of blessing on it. So call that number now, and your gift in any amount. And let me just, I mentioned in the previous segment about young people. We do a lot with young people and have summer camps we're doing every year. Let me encourage moms and dads to role model an ethic of giving before your kids. Bert, there's just, I really think giving as unto the Lord, there's a joy in that that is unlike any other human experience. Would you agree?
I agree. The Bible talks about God loves a cheerful, even it really means hilarious, giver. And I'm old enough to remember when people usually would put cash in that envelope and hand it in. And then most of the time it went to checks, and now they just get that cue card and whatever they do, and they send the money in. It's an amazing thing, but again, having that attitude of giving, letting your children be a part of that, and is so important, because a lot of the kids, there's one of these listener testimonies, and it was the first thing this morning I heard, and she said, I just want to thank AFR. I've been listening since I was 5 years old, and she was at least in her 20s, maybe 30s, talking about that, and that is it. People are growing up on AFR, kids, grandkids, and so I love this passage because it talks about it. It says, I'll pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. You see the generational blessing there, and you want to bless the next generation, and this is what we're trying to do at AFR. We want to bless you so you can bless others. And when you make that phone call, and I pray you will right now, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net. And we want to see the numbers go up and you be a part of that. And we're in the middle of a $25,000 challenge. Some people have already given ahead of time. They say, man, we want to get in there with the first fruits, and we want to bless others, and we want them to bless as well. Those folks that have already given, they've been blessed. Now you can be blessed by giving. 877-616-2396. Alex, one more thing, and I'll throw it back to you. One of the things that I love is accountability. We talk about discipleship, and I say, how can I grow in the Lord? And we'll say, man, you got to stay in the Word. You got to pray. You need to serve. Be a witness. But one of the things that I always usually add, be accountable. And AFR is accountable. We are a member of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. That's called the ECFA. They go over our books each year. They look at them. We have a independent auditor to come in and look at the books, and we get a first-rate rating every year. And so our ministry is reliable. And so, listen, you can give, and give with great confidence that your money will be spent as you purposed and to carry out the good news of Jesus Christ. So is it all right if I give some names of people that have called in the last few minutes, Alex?
Please do, yes.
Jane from Paducah, Kentucky. Thank you. Jerry from Laura, Nebraska. Bernard, I think that's how you'd say it, from Stanton, Texas. And then Timothy from Nebraska. Gordon from Jasper, Texas. And Derek from Clinton, Mississippi. The man that I met earlier today was from Clinton. Thank you guys for giving. Put your name on this list, and we appreciate you doing that. So make that call, and I'm going to give that number again and again, 877-616-2396.
Bert, I'm going to come back to Isaiah 44:3 in just a minute, but hey, let me throw a couple of Bible verses, and I want to quiz you. May I quiz you, Bert?
Go right ahead, man. You're the one that knows. Your memory is so good, but try me, and I'll see. If I don't, I'll hand it off to Brent for him to answer.
Okay, like in Numbers 6, it says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Or like from Jude, the last two verses of the book of Jude, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and present you before his glorious throne, without fault and great joy, to the God, the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, and power forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, there are a number of verses. What do you call that? There's a word. It starts with a B. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. 2 Corinthians 13:14. Do you know the word? These go in peace. May God bless you. That type of thing.
Is it a blessing?
It is a blessing. It's also a benediction.
Oh, yes, yes, I got you. Yeah, benedictory, yes, verses. Thank you.
You know, I grew up, the church I grew up in as a kid, it was actually years before I would really know the Lord personally, but there was always a benediction at the end of the service. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, go in peace and the blessing of the Lord be with you. That's a benediction, a closing word of blessing. Now, here's my point. In Isaiah 44:3, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy children, and my blessing upon thine offspring. I looked up this verse in the Hebrew. The word blessing is really the word benediction. Now, here's what I'm saying. A benediction is the blessing and the favor of God, the provision, the protection, the blessing of God. That's what that our land is getting as we proclaim the gospel of Jesus, as disciples are made, as the Christian message and God's people go forth throughout this hemisphere, and AFR is being used. It is a benediction. It's a blessing.
Amen.
It is God's word, the truth of the gospel, and so God has promised to put this blessed benediction of his truth and his presence on the land that believes and follows him.
Amen.
And forgive me for taking so long to talk about this. That's what we're doing, folks. America needs Jesus, and there's every blessing that comes with the knowledge of Jesus. And that's what we're asking you to support. If you, like us, you believe that America needs Jesus and our salvation, our hope, our future, everything we hold dear is in and with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. He is it. Amen, Alex. Preach it, brother.
877-616-2396. Call now, please, right now. 877-616-2396.
People are responding. Keith from Gushores, Alabama. Barbara from New Era, Michigan. Deborah from Abilene, Texas. And Dorcas. Isn't that a beautiful Bible name?
That's a Bible name.
Yeah, from Independence, Kansas. And we've got a listener testimony of a life that's been blessed by AFR. Let's listen to it right now.
Good morning, AFR. This is Wayne Cheryl. Thank you for what you do. Be able to be informed, current events, what's going on. Thank you for those good Americans all across this country, in church and government, that are willing to stand for what's right. Thank you for keeping us informed. God bless you and this country.
Amen. It was short but powerful. You're partnering with us. Now, I love that when Jesus sent them out, he sent them out 2 by 2, 70, and, you know, the 500, the 12 apostles. And listen, he believes in partnerships, and I think one reason, accountability, and I'd say the other one is humility. You know, one guy didn't get it all, and so you make that call at 877-616-2396. You are partnering with us. Alex, real quickly, I want to do this, and then you can talk about these if you want. We partner with ministries like Truth for Youth Bible Week when school starts back. Tim Todd with Revival Fires International, he comes up, and we say he will give, along with AFR, New Testaments to students if they'll take it to their schools and give it to their friends. And that happens every year. We also partner with Preborn. You know, we have this great ministry, Preborn. They put sonograms in pregnancy centers when young mothers go and they check it out and see, am I really pregnant? And they see the sonogram of that baby. 80% of the time, that mother, that first-time pregnancy, she decides to keep the baby, and many, many, many times they are saved because they get to hear the gospel. We also operate with Operation Christmas Child and partner with them, as they carry the gospel around the world in shoeboxes. Now, Alex, part of our mission statement is aid the church in partaking and taking the Great Commission at home and abroad. This is what AFR is partners with. We want to make sure we stay on mission with God and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. That's the kind of ministry people would want to be a part of, isn't it?
Well, it is, absolutely, and you can be a part of it. You can give securely online at AFR.net, AFR.net, and it's absolutely safe to give that way and secure. You can call. And one really special thing about Share-a-thon is just the fellowship, and you'll talk to a friendly voice. I guarantee the person with whom you speak, it will brighten your day, and you'll be talking to the headquarters of the American Family Association. This number is 877-616-2396. Call right now, and you'll be blessed. You just will. Bert, I'm not there in Tupelo this week. Wish I were, but I'm usually there in the big room, the large room. It's kind of telephone central, isn't it?
It really is. And we've got people there, as I said, from Clinton, Mississippi. We've got people from Arkansas. There's two couples from Darlington, South Carolina.
Oh, I know where that is. I preach there.
The race, whether one of the racetracks might be, you know, over there in Darlington, in the central part of, I had to look it up to make sure I knew where it was, because, you know, I've been to Charleston many times where my son once lived, and but it is there, and man, they love AFR, and I have to say, they love exploring the Word, and they were disappointed that you could not be here, but they're saying, tell Alex how much we appreciate him and all that he does, Alex. So it is, and most of the people you'll call, we've got one or two people from Kansas or Ohio, but most of them will have a Southern accent, and some of them a little more than mine. Now, that's saying a lot, you know? And so they'll answer the phone warmly and they'll greet you. They'll get the information. They'll even pray with you, Alex. They're a group in there. They love to minister to people. They're not just there to talk. They're there because God's placed them there, and they want to be a part of people's lives. So make that call and let it be a part of your life. 877-616-2396, or you can go online at AFR.net.
Yes, and you know, there's something really special about obedience through the generations. You know, Bert, I've been very privileged to travel and preach, and in fact, this upcoming week, I'll be down in Barry, Alabama. I say down because I'm in North Carolina right now, but it was earlier today I was on the phone just with a dear pastor that's organized, and he's got a lot of helpers, I know, but Pastor Randall Trim at Bevan Chapel, and we've got a citywide event down there, and a lot of churches coming together, and I'm very blessed, Bert. I'm in a different church every weekend. Here's the thing. I've been in so many churches, and you'll see where it'll say, you know, the building renovation was done in 1955, and then we added on in 1988 or something like that. And then here's where we started this new ministry in 2002 or something. Here's my point. Folks, this is our time. We are very blessed that almost 50 years ago, Dr. Don Wildman and his wife started the American Family Association, and a lot of people came along, and Bert, you probably know the history better than I. In fact, I know you know it better than I because you helped make all that history, but people gave, and now it's our time, and there are people down the road yet to be born maybe, but will hear the gospel because of our faithfulness today. Call
it
that
is.
Number.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is your time, isn't it, Alex? 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Have you ever watched one of those long freight trains go past? Some of them seem like they are a mile long, don't they? I once counted 114 boxcars on one of those long ones. Sometimes you wonder how those tracks can hold such a heavy load. Well, it's hard to believe, but a train of 100 cars and weighing 26 million pounds is supported at any given moment on an area totaling only a little more than 2 square feet. In fact, 2.06 square feet is the exact number. Now, that's hard to believe, isn't it? It is true. A 100-car train that weighs 26 million pounds is supported by just more than 2 square feet. The reason that such a tremendous load is supported by such a small territory is that the railroad has a good foundation. Whether or not the folks who build railroads are Christian or not, I can't say. But one thing is for certain, they used one principle taught by the Galilean in their building of the railroad. They laid a good foundation. Now, the carpenter was talking about a different type of foundation than that laid for a railroad track. He was talking about a foundation for your belief in God and trust in His will. Jesus said the best way to build a foundation was to be active doing those things He said do. He likened those who heard His words and acted upon them to the man who built his house on the rock. He likened those who only heard His word and did not act accordingly to the man who built his house on the sand. Even if you have never heard this teaching of Christ, you know the result of each man's building. When your trust in God is built by a firm faith in Him and a strong desire to do His will, you will be able to stand the storms of life that each of us has to face. Death is one of those storms. Tragedy is another. Pain could be added to the list. Jesus said these will not shake your faith if it is rooted not only in the hearing, but also the doing of His words. Any builder will tell you that the foundation is one of the most important parts of the building, if not the most important part. For if the foundation isn't strong, the rest of the building is in danger and probably will suffer damage if put to a test. The newspapers some time ago carried the picture of an apartment building in New Orleans, where the builders had to drive several stabilizers over 150 feet into the ground to ensure a solid foundation for the tall building. Now, Jesus taught that we should have a solid foundation for our lives also. Partly, and maybe mostly, what is wrong with the world today, and especially our country, is that we don't have a solid foundation underneath us to sustain us. Too many times we want a prefabricated Christian experience that comes in a neat little package and doesn't interfere with our lives in any manner. This type of foundation suits us just fine till the storm hits, and then we wish we had a more solid foundation because we see our building crumbling on the weak foundation that we built. It was probably a great surprise to you, as it was to me, that a 100-car train was supported on just more than 2 square feet. For those of you who are outside the Christian faith, it will come as a surprise also to learn that the Christian has built his foundation on nothing but the Galilean. That seems an awfully small foundation, doesn't it? Just one man? But the record speaks for itself. He is sufficient.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
My name is Nell Cadden from Amory, Mississippi, and I have been listening to AFR probably since it came on the air. It has been one of the greatest blessings for me through the years. I can always depend on getting news I know is true, and there is great teaching and information on the many programs like Day of Jeremiah, Focused on the Family, Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson, Today's Issues, and so many, many others. I have enjoyed J.J. Jasper and followed him from the beginning with his marriage to Melanie and the birth and growing up of their children. Being a financial supporter of this ministry is one of my top priorities, and I would just like to say thanks.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio, and we rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon. Won't you pour your spirit
out? Thank you for listening to Share-a-thon. This is Exploring the Word, and we're not necessarily going through Exodus right now, but two times a year, 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, we interrupt our regular programming to share with you the needs that AFR has. We have towers that must be kept up, engineers that must be paid to go to those towers and maintain them. We have equipment here. You wouldn't believe the equipment we have. We have a room back in this hallway, and they don't let me in it, Alex. It's got too many wires and cords. It's an amazing. I just look inside through the glass door, and I say, man, I wouldn't know what to do. I say, is it all plugged up? But we have all these people that work, and when you give, you're helping us continue to do this, to keep the towers up, to keep the all the equipment ready to go. And so make that call. That number is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net. Make those calls. We would like. We have got about 14 minutes left in this hour, this segment. We would love for those phones to ring off the, as they used to say, off the walls. Now it doesn't do that. That's an old phrase. But anyway, Alex, you was asking about the gifts that someone, it's an appreciation gift. It's a thank you. It's not that we're saying, hey, you've given us this. We want to pay you back. No, it's a thank you. And if you make a $150 or more one-time gift, you get this book. And those of you that are live streaming or Facebook can see it, The Bible, Divine or Human by Stephen McDowell. Now, I know the answer to that. It's yes. But on the inside, you'll find all the reasons you can depend on it being from God. And if you give $30 or more per month, then you'll get this book, but you'll also get this AFR pad folio. It's a leather-bound zipper folder that you can zip and put your books in. It's got a notebook in it. You can put your pen in it. And then if you have your pen, you can zip it up so that your pen will always be there ready to take those notes. So that's an appreciation when you call 877-616-2396 and make your gift. We just want to say thank you, and this is a means by which we can do that, Alex.
Amen. You know, we've been reading and meditating on Isaiah 44, verse 3. God says, quote, "For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed," or thy children, "and my blessing upon thine offspring." I want to read a couple of verses before that and after that during this spring share-a-thon, during which time we're asking you to call. The Word of God is so powerful. People need it. The number, if you would call, it's 877-616-2396, toll-free number. And please call now with your gift in any amount. We'd be so grateful. And together, God is using this to bring the gospel of salvation and ultimately the restoration of the soul of our nation to people everywhere. So here's this number, 877-616-2396. But Bert, I love Isaiah. And back in Isaiah 43:11, it says this, "I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." Isn't that something? Then Isaiah 43:18, "Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." And then you get over here to Isaiah 44:3, "For I will pour water on him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground." Bert, yeah, I read this in Isaiah's time, throughout history, and even in this present moment. The God of the Bible and the Savior, Jesus, and the Scripture, that is the Bible, it goes through the desert and brings life. It makes a way when we thought there was no way. And lost in a wilderness, it is the path of life. And Bert, I just think about the potential. Folks, that's why we're asking you to give, because God blesses the proclamation of His Word. Just imagine, what if there could be an amazing move of God in our lifetime? I'm talking a move of God that would really change history by changing the lives of people. It can happen. It is happening. And God wants you to be a part of it. And we have a way that you can participate and partner. Call 877-616-2396 and financially support the work of AFR. We do it for Jesus. I think we do it in a godly way. And I know it's certainly bearing fruit, isn't it?
It really is. And again, I try to do this each segment, give some names and places that people have called, and we appreciate you so much, but you can add your name to the phones. They could be ringing better than they are. We got a word from Jonathan. It's kind of slow right now, so let's call in and call and make those calls now. They're sitting around talking, and they want to answer your phone when you make that pledge. We had Robert from Campbellsville, Kentucky, Clarice from Keithville, Louisiana, Mary Jo from Hampton, Arkansas, Mac from Ashburn, Georgia, Brenda from Hockley, Texas, William from Warner Robins, Georgia, Peter from Stanton, Texas. So get your name and your town on there. I love some of the names. Matter of fact, I've made so many comments about Mechanicsville, Virginia. We had somebody that sent me a cap with Mechanicsville, Virginia, and I wear it around here in Northeast Mississippi, and they say, man, that's a neat cap. I love it. I really do. And I got one the other day, and, you know, there's one Toad Suck, Arkansas, believe it or not, and I got something about that as well. I just love these names. So if you've got an unusual name and you want to send me a cap or a shirt or something like that from I just love Hockley, Texas. That's kind of, it gets you. And you notice names like that, at least I do. So get your name and your number here and make that call, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. We would love to have that. And I think, Brent, is that on Facebook, the Toad Suck shirt that I got? Is that right, Brent?
It was, and I just posted it again.
You posted it again, yeah. And so listen, if you're from Toad Suck, Arkansas, make that call right now and make your pledge wherever you may be from. Alex, when you do, you're just helping us to carry out God's mission for us, and we're asking God to pour out His Spirit upon us, as you said there in Isaiah 44:3, up on thirsty land, dry ground, but then what? Your offspring and your descendants. Listen, we want the family to be blessed. You talked about it in the last segment. If there's really any hope, it's going to be the family. And we have another listener testimony that we need to play for you, because these are people who have helped us, prayed for us, listened, and they took time to call and share with us how AFR has blessed them through the power of God.
I really just started listening to this radio station, and it really has impacted my life as a Christian, as somebody that's needing really valuable information about COVID and just the world situations going on. I just wanted to call and say thank you for just doing what God has called y'all to do.
Powerful.
Amen. That's right, Alex. Just doing what God has called us to do. God, Alex and I know we both feel this way. We feel like God has placed us here at this time for such a time as this. Alex, an evangelist, he had been a president of a seminary. He had been with Focus on the Family. I'd been pastoring for over 40 years, and God brought us together for this radio program. Alex, academically, with all the credentials that he has, experience of caring for people, traveling, and me, myself, being pastor, working with people with all kind of issues and problems, counseling, preaching through the Word of God, verse, book by book, and brings us to exploring the Word for such a time as this. And then in the last segment, take phone calls from people. And I've heard it today. They said, listen, we love exploring the Word. You guys share the Word of God. You pray with people. You lead people to the Lord. And they were just saying, man, what a program Exploring the Word is. And they're proud that it's in the AFR lineup. We thank God for that, too, don't we, Alex?
Well, we really do. We do. And do you know what? We completely give God the glory. God is using this ministry. And I'm going to give the number. I'm going to ask you to call and invest. Because what you're doing, you're investing in this ministry. I'm going to elaborate in a moment. But here's the telephone number, 877-616-2396. You can give securely online at AFR.net. Get that app. I'm sure it's on the American Family Association app as well. But, you know, for one thing, there's all this great radio programming. And Don Wildman and Marvin Sanders, who's in heaven now, both of them are, and the leadership, they had a vision. For one thing, most, if not all, of the radio stations are FM, and that's very clear. Bert, I don't know if it's on AM or not. I'm not slamming AM, but as I travel the country, it's very clear, and people everywhere are hearing. But in addition, there's all this, the whole news department, and they journalism and publishing. And then there's the films division, American Family Pictures, and there's the publishing. And I think about great writers like Ed Vitagliano and M.D. Perkins, and just so much, and 1 Million Moms, and there's a big conference this summer, the Activate Biblical Worldview Summit. And then you mentioned some of the ministries. Let me tell you about a great beneficiary of the generosity of AFR, and that's our summer youth camps, Truth for New Generation conferences. Bert, since July 1 of 2009, when I've had the great, great, great honor of being a part of American Family Association, and then I've still got my camps going on, my youth conferences, my apologetics, there's no way that I could have afforded the millions of dollars of airtime. My point being, if I had to go out and buy an hour a day of radio, only the Lord knows what that would have cost. I mean, and yet the American Family Association has enabled us all to partner together to proclaim, to broadcast the Word of God without spin or wokeness. No, this is T-R-U-T-H, truth. And then the millions of people over the last 16 years that I've gotten to speak in front of because AFR has entrusted me a platform as an evangelist. And folks, your prayers and financial support are making this happen, and for a lot of ministries. Well, the number, if you would call and support, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. God is pouring out His Spirit. Let's be a part of it.
He really is. And I ask you to call. Those numbers are climbing right now. Brent's over there kind of jumping up and down, getting these numbers. Let me do this. I love it. I'm not going to do the names. I'm going to do the locations real quickly. Columbia, Mississippi, Poplarville, Mississippi, Pulaski, Tennessee, Huntsville, Texas, Rogers, Arkansas, Mount Olive, Alabama, Florence, Alabama. They've all called in and said, we want to continue, and you are blessing AFR. And when you bless AFR, with all my heart, you're blessing many, many people. Do you remember that testimony we heard of that lady whose husband was sick, and AFR was there for her, encouraging her, praying for her? When you give, you're a part of that. And we say thank you from the bottom of our hearts, don't we, Alex?
We do. We do. Please pray. Here's another way you can participate in this share-a-thon as we ask God for support and God's people. Please pray. Please let people know and stay tuned to AFR as we celebrate all that God is doing.
That number is 877-616-2396. Give online at AFR.net and be a part. There's this $25,000 challenge. They're challenging you to join them and partner with AFR to be a part of what God's doing in our lives Again, that number, one last time before we go to break in the news, 877-616-2396. Give online at afr.net.